back to that news we're getting in from Texas, where we're now hearing at least 27 people have died after a gunman opened fire at a church in Texas during a Sunday morning service. Let's cross to LBC's US correspondent, Simon Marks. What more do we know about this, Simon?
Well, Clive, another devastating mass shooting in the United States, just a matter of weeks after that horrific attack on a country music festival in Las Vegas. This time, the town of Sutherland Springs. It's just outside San Antonio in Texas. The city best known for being home to the Alamo is the scene for this latest mass shooting. It took place at the First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs, right in the middle of morning services. Shooting apparently began there at around 11:30 in the morning local time. We're now, as you said, seeing reports that as many as 27 people have died in this shooting attack on the church. It is not clear at all what the motivation may have been for the gunman who opened fire there in the middle of those Sunday morning services. The FBI and the Texas Rangers have begun their investigation. President Donald Trump, who is of course traveling in Asia, has been informed about this attack, and in a Twitter message that he posted just about 15 minutes ago said, "May God be with the people of Sutherland Springs, Texas. The FBI and law enforcement are on the scene. I am monitoring the situation from Japan." But this, of course, is exactly what so many people in the United States have feared in the aftermath of that shooting attack on Las Vegas just a few weeks ago by the gunman Stephen Paddock. Now an attack in Texas. There will, of course, be questions about whether this was in any way motivated by international terrorism or whether this was some kind of a homegrown assault. At the moment, we simply don't know, but we know that once again the United States is going to be galvanized by stories pertaining to a substantial loss of life in Texas. We're waiting to find out just how many people have been transported to hospital, get a sense from the authorities there as to whether the death toll may rise or whether they believe that that figure of 27 dead plus the gunman who was tackled by police. They say that he no longer poses any kind of a threat. We'll have to see where this story heads from here, but certainly it's another late afternoon here in the United States where the news is now suddenly dominated by another mass shooting.
Simon Marks, thank you very much indeed. We'll check back with Simon and bring you more on that as it comes in.